Join the conversation on Game Talk. We only have 15 minutes left of the show. In the meantime, I look forward to hearing from you on the WhatsApp line 072-567-1567. You can send your calls or give me a call on 021-446-0567. From one legend to another. Hey, we keep them coming.
yo, my friend, you're handing out those compliments.
We got to dish them. When you are in the presence of greatness, you have to acknowledge it is what it is.
What this guy's doing for complimentary tickets. You need to stop now. That's fine.
Comedian Mark Lottering has got a brand new stand-up show. It's called So I Wrote That Musical, which follows hot on the heels of his musical Auntie Merle. No?
Yeah, correct.
Things get real. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. So good to see
things.
You.
All of those things. Yeah. It's wonderful to see you. I'm not going to get to the show just yet, but yes. I want to build on what Claire was talking about. It's a conversation we're having now. I mean, when we talk Mark Lottering, I think even an 8-year-old knows exactly who we're talking about. A 45 or 90-year-old also knows who we're talking about. You've made it into an industry that Claire described as tough and where you have to be resilient. I mean, maybe share with us, how did you manage to make it?
You see, I mean, you asked Claire, what advice she gives to young people who want to go into the entertainment industry. And while Claire was talking, remember her phone cut out. Mm. And that's obviously because as an artist, she didn't have enough money for amazing data and connectivity. So to young people listening, if your parents have connections to get you a 9-to-5 job with medical aid and a housing subsidy, you know, go be sensible. But, if this really is your passion, as it is mine to this day still, I think there's nothing, you know, there's no better feeling than waking up in the morning and knowing that you are doing with your life what you want to be doing and that you are in the right lane. That's an amazing feeling. It takes a while sometimes to get there. You know, we make mistakes, take the wrong turns, but once you get to your lane and you know this is what you're supposed to be doing, and you stay focused, if you're doing what you meant to be doing, things do happen for you. And I'm only still having this conversation with you today about a show that I'm doing currently. And the only reason I can do that is because people are still coming to watch. Yeah. The theaters are still busy. I mean, if I walk on stage the night that I do, and if nobody's sitting there, then I know it will be time to turn off the microphone, because it is weird. Just telling jokes to an empty room. Those are things you do at a braai when you're drunk, you know, at home when everybody's left. But otherwise the theaters are still busy. So I think people still want to hear what I have to say. I love sharing my story. South Africa is a country in turmoil at the moment, and South Africans love comedians. They find that to be therapeutic. I hear that on a nightly basis after the show. People are desperate to just for 1.5 hours just tune out of what could otherwise give you a nervous breakdown.
I nearly screamed now, testify.
Yeah,
just,
preach.
You know, with what you were saying, preach, testify, because really.
We're in church now. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, wow.
See,
this guy. You've just auditioned.
Yeah. If you're joining us for the first time, if you're tuning in 12 minutes before we get to 12 o'clock, comedian Mark Lottering is talking to you about his brand new stand-up show. It's called So I Wrote That Musical. Let's chat about that a little bit. So I Wrote That Musical. What's it about? What's going on there?
Well, essentially, we've just finished Auntie Merle, Things Get Real, which had phenomenal support in the mother city. There are now talks to try and get, there are people in Joburg interested in having the show there as well. And more than 40,000 people came to watch the show. And we were full every night, with standing ovations. Again, just touching onto this fact as to what people need in their lives and how important it is for your mental health to be able to exhale and smile and laugh. Even although we touched onto serious issues, that's the musical aspect of me. That's when I work with 15 other people on stage and a live band and musicians, which I totally love. This show that I currently have is me going back to my roots, and I'm alone on stage doing stand-up comedy. And in the show, essentially, I talk about who this person is who came to be writing these musicals. Sorry, I say musicals. What I actually mean is critically acclaimed musicals. I mean critically acclaimed award-winning musicals.
Forget,
I'm so nervous. I'm leaving out the most amazing adjectives. So I talk about my journey to that. And I also, you know, in fact, I talk about the difference between, I talk about a host of things, obviously, what's happening in the country at the moment. But the business of being alone backstage versus being on stage in a full musical. Because when you stand backstage and it's 5 to 8 and I can hear all of you take your seats, then I'm nervous. That's when you fart uncontrollably and you think, I wish I was one of those people in the audience. Now listen to them. They've had 2 drinks already. They've got full-time jobs. They've got housing subsidies. Why do I think I could make them laugh? This is the night my career ends. And you just want to run away. 3 minutes to 8, you want to run home. Then the show starts. But you know, your feelings change because once I take that bow and audience is applauding and then I realize, oh man, I don't have to split this check with 15 other people. Look at God. So I talk a bit about that in the show, the musical journey, but we cover all topical aspects as well. You know, on where I'm living now, how I moved from the Atlantic seaboard to Woodstock and what Woodstock is like. I talk about Juju and the EFF and the national stay away on a weekend when everyone was going to be at home anyway. So there's lots to talk about because we're living in South Africa. The topics are endless, really.
Talking about that, I mean, you have to be relevant, you have to be to date, and you have to be at some point confrontational, if that's a correct word.
Yes.
For comedians. I don't know if that's the right word, but
I know what you mean.
I'm coming to the fact that, you know, there was a recent situation where I think one comedian made a joke way too soon. Maybe talking about
internationally.
No, South African. I think it was in Durban.
Yes.
There was the exchange after the tragedy in Durban.
Yes.
You talk about being nervous, but I mean that should even be more of a worry for you as a comedian. I don't know. The whole too soon.
You must realize that I was very well reared because you know, my father was a pastor, so our home was very calm and there was no chaos and we led relatively decent lives on the Cape Flats. I was in a freestanding house. So my, you know, I'm very protected as a child. So I have a sense to stay away from the edge. Sometimes I go there, but I've usually got a good sense. There's always a fine line and I think to be a good comedian, you need an inner guide just to tell you when you are about to go too far. I don't like being on stage and having somebody in the audience feel absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
That just isn't my style. So with my comedy, I mostly just ride on my naturally good looks because I can feel when I walk on stage, people are astounded by how good looking I am in person.
I love it.
And they've got to deal with it. I've got to live with it as well.
Yeah,
sometimes it's like a cross that I've got to carry. Everybody's got their burden in life. And then I realized when I was created, obviously the creator was in a great mood, and I'm just here to show people what could happen for you and your children as well if you serve the Lord properly.
Absolutely fantastic. I love that. And so bringing it back to you again, you're saying you're already doing the show.
The shows are now, and we finish on the 1st of April. It's a short run at the Baxter, and they can get their tickets through web tickets from 8 o'clock to 9:30 at night. No interval, so you don't have to pay the babysitter for 3 hours, because I think about everything.
Yeah.
You know, just from 8 to 9:30. And thus far, this is our third night. It's brand new material, which is crazy for any comedian. It's a nightmare because you got to try the new jokes and not all of them are going to work. But these are the weird people who always come on the first few nights because they want to see a comedian fail, because they want to say, I was there on the night when it didn't work. It was amazing. So yeah, there's a special place in hell for those people. But right now we're having a great time. Last night in particular, I think it was the third night, and that's when I really felt, okay, we're clapping it now. The audience was on fire. I had a great time on stage.
Fantastic. We're going to repeat those details once again as we finish, but I wanted to ask this very important question.
Yes.
That, you know, you are right. You talk to us as South Africans living in a country where in 1 week we are doing a vote of no confidence. We're shutting down the country. Someone is doing this. There's no load shedding. The load shedding is back. And then we need you. We need you, Mark Lottering, to make us laugh. We need you to make us feel good. But there are times, I'm sure also, that Mark Lottering feels down and out. What does Mark Lottering do to get out of that slump for himself?
I don't stay there for too long. I usually make a note of it and then I intend to share it with my audience. Of course, there are times I feel down and out. I felt down and out 3 weeks ago when they came and put an inverter in my house. I mean, the guy was done. He said, when there's load shedding, don't put your lights on, because then people will know that you've got an inverter and they will break in and steal it. And then I was down. I went to sit in the toilet quietly and I just thought, you know, what is my life?
What was the
what
point?
What is this? What's going on in the world? So those times I sit, and what gets me out of a slump, and to anybody listening who goes into a slump, because that is so natural and it so easily can happen, always know that you're not alone. Always know. And I know sometimes the madness that goes on in my head, I'm not alone, and I share that with people. And I guess I'm in a privileged position where we're able to laugh about situations, because that's how I'm built, to smile about every situation. But even better, when people laugh, usually that means an EFT is in my bank account and something amazing's happened. So it's a win-win situation.
And this one is just a personal question from my side.
I can't wait.
Bafana Bafana is playing today against Liberia. What's your prediction? Are we winning?
You know, optimism is a wonderful thing. Yeah. I believe we should all face life and have an optimistic frame of mind.
I feel but, a butt. I feel a butt coming.
No, I think it makes us stronger. Mm-hmm. And one should just keep believing. You know, always remember, I mean, in every pageant, there can only be one Miss Universe. But the other ladies were also hoping that maybe they stood a chance. Yeah. So if you're talking to me today and you're saying you're a Bafana fan and you're hoping that they're going to win, I want you to live with that hope. I'm not going to take that away from you. Okay. I know differently, though. Yeah. But no.
But that's not what you're going to be
things
saying.
Things can happen. Things can happen. We wish our team the best, man.
As we tie it up once again to you listening at home, comedian Mark Lottering in studio, giving us a good laugh, but also talking about his brand new stand-up show called So I Wrote That Musical. And once again, Mark, as we tie up the conversation, it's currently running. Where, how, when, where can we get the tickets, and?
It's at the Baxter Theatre. It's a very short season. It runs until the 1st of April. The tickets are available via web tickets. co.za. And for my beautiful people, I know it's Ramadan and they cannot come to the theater right now. The show does come back later in the year and I will post details on that. But if you are able to watch the show now, for those people who are not fasting, it's on at the back, so till the 1st of April. And you've got to come, if you can see the way my jeans is fitting at the moment, because I've been at gym so regularly for the past 3 weeks. I just want people to witness that, even if you're not into comedy and you think nobody can wear white jeans in such a sexy way anymore, come to the back, so you will sit there and you will go, wow.
Oh, I'm coming. Yeah, white pants.
It's a white pants.
I'm coming.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've just sold two tickets.
I gotta see this. Mark, thank you so very much.
You're
for
welcome.
Joining us on
thank
the show.
You.
Have a wonderful day.